I like good sex.
I mean, I like good sex too, but I'll take okay sex.
Hey guys, my name is Emma Austin and you're listening to Pillow Talk, a podcast where I sit in bed with my husband and gab about sex and shit.
Would you rather have big giant honking titties or regular sized titties?
I mean, I'd rather have honking big ass titties.
Big ass titties.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You did.
I did.
Very briefly.
I got a boob job that lasted a 1 week.
1 week boob job. Temporary boob job.
Yeah. So I didn't know this going into it, but we got our vaccine.
Yeah.
First vaccine.
Uh-huh.
And I came home and I think like a day or two later, I saw a TikTok of some lady being like, God damn it, I got Moderna. I didn't know about getting big boobs from the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, this is just another one of those dumb things that they're saying happens because of the vaccine.
I have seen a lot of lies on TikTok.
Yeah.
I've also seen a lot of like humor that
yeah.
you can't tell if people are serious sometimes.
Exactly.
Or maybe I'm just really bad at reading expressions. I don't know.
So I Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
And people with boobs are reporting having a temporary size change in their breasts after getting the Pfizer vaccine.
Specifically a size increase.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's like messing with mammogram tests, like test results.
Yeah.
People are coming back thinking that they have like breast cancer, but really just like this inflammation from the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah. It's like a swelling, right?
Yeah.
Like it swells what, like lymph nodes or like
breast tissue? So.
Yeah. Cause it's some kind of swelling.
Yeah. And it's only temporary. Like some people have been like, woohoo, boob job. My boobs grew 3 sizes or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It only lasts like a week or two. So that's unfortunate. But
mm-hmm.
my boobs definitely got bigger.
Yeah.
They got really warm to the touch and heavy
mm-hmm.
and full.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much of a like cup size I grew because I just feel like they were super full and firm and heavy.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. They did look sizably different.
They did. Yes. I took pictures of them and I put a picture on Patreon to share.
Why not commemorate the
big boobs? Well, I just thought, you know,
boobs.
I got the knockers. And, you know, I made the mistake of not taking pictures of my boobs when I was breastfeeding.
Right.
I should have. They were huge.
You had
looked
those,
like porn star boobs.
You didn't have tits anymore. You had big mommy milkers.
Oh, my God. Did I ever. They were amazing. But they hurt all the time and I didn't feel good about myself. So I didn't. And I wasn't taking nudes at the time. I missed my opportunity. So when I realized that they were kind of swollen, I was like, I'm going to jump on this and go and take pictures.
So pregnancies and random vaccines, like you only have a few opportunities in your life to enjoy swollen tits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm kind of hoping they come back with the second shot. We'll see.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got another shot coming.
I'm not going to feel good after that one, though, because apparently you feel like crap.
I'm going to need to take full advantage of them this time.
Yeah.
I feel like it passed me by. Like at one point, I was just kind of like, oh, your boobs are bigger.
Uh-huh.
But that was like, you know, near the end, I think.
Yeah, it was.
I think at first I was like looking at you thinking like, your boobs look good.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to realize like, no, they've
bigger.
Changed.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, they were back to normal.
They were.
Yeah.
It was sad.
So what am I going to do this time? If they grow again, I'm going to tit fuck you?
You probably should have and motorboat me.
Motorboating and tit fucking.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What else is good to do? I mean, I could just like lick them, suck on them, suckle them. Get my mommy issues taken care of.
Oh, God.
I think I was bottle fed. It's fine. It's not weird. It's not weird.
Not weird at all. Yeah. So we'll
and they
have
were
to
warm.
Plan that. They were warm. I felt like I had a fever a couple of times and I had you check me.
Okay. So I bet that would make tit fucking really, really, really good.
Yeah. Maybe.
Stick my dick between some mm-hmm. really hot tits.
Oh, yeah.
Be like,
just lube them up.
Be like fucking 2 baked potatoes.
Oh, my God.
I assume. I never done it.
I mean, baked potatoes are very hard, though.
Well, you said they were firm.
They weren't that firm.
Oh, okay. I will adjust my expectations then. It won't be like baked potatoes.
No. Oh, let's hope not.
Yeah, the first dose, they make your boobs big and warm. Mm-hmm. The second dose, they just like make them hard like
rocks.
Hard like rocks.
Or potatoes. This is a weird cold open.
Cold open with hot tits.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any like similar effects. Like I didn't get any like big biceps or anything. Like
no
swelling at all. Just like I felt like a soreness mm-hmm. around the injection site.
Yeah.
But that was it. No benefits. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, okay, I'm immunized. Well, you know. I'm immunized. That's good. That's the main benefit.
Yeah.
But no, like, supplementary benefits. Mm-hmm. No, like, quick, take a picture of these guns before they
Yeah, your dick deflate. Stayed the same size.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Weird. Next time I'm going to ask which vaccine makes my dick bigger, and they will escort me out of the building.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's got to be the Moderna, right?
It must be. We'll see.
Yeah.
So if you want to see my Pfizer titties, head on over to Patreon because I posted them there.
The bear titties, like, uh-huh. In all their glory.
Nips and all.
In our living room.
In our sunroom, yeah. It's such good lighting in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to do more photos in there.
Yeah.
It's just hard because it's a sunroom and we have neighbors and children.
Okay.
And so it's hard to be in there naked.
We have... I like the blinds we have in it mm-hmm. because they're not like blackout blinds.
No.
They're like, they're not sheer, but they're like, you know, they allow sun to come through mm-hmm. to some extent. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, this is a sunroom. You got to have some sun.
Yeah.
Even if you're like protecting yourself from it. And I can see the neighbors about their business mm-hmm. through the blinds. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how much they can see.
I keep thinking like, oh, much.
We should have sex in here and, you know, we should get really
it?
Dirty. But what if they're like, if they squint, can they see yeah. something? Will they be able to see? If it's yeah. nighttime and we have the lights on, can they see?
Definitely, you know, like I think they can.
Probably, right?
Yeah. Like, we should test it. We should go outside.
I should wait until they seem to leave for about a day every few days. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm guessing they're visiting like their parents or something. Uh-huh. I should wait till they're gone.
Uh-huh.
I should get you to go into the living room, mm-hmm. into the sunroom, turn on the lights and stuff like that. And I should just like sneak onto their deck and I should assess how much I can see. And then I'll know. Uh-huh. Then I'm like, okay, we can fuck in there. Just don't press up against the glass.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that would be really helpful, but it would be really hard to get to their deck.
Yeah. I'd also need a fence. Well, no, just go around.
Don't they have a fence?
Well, I'll find out. If they don't, though, then yeah. we'll know.
You could probably even just tell from on the little path going down, you know?
Maybe.
Like, you wouldn't get the aerial view. But
you know, that's what I need to do. I need to go behind the build, like behind the house, behind yeah. the fence, mm-hmm. and just like peer into yeah. the... Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we'll do that.
We got to test this before we'll test fuck it. In it. Yeah.
And hopefully they can't tell that I'm like out in the back in the trampoline.
Oh, the trying trampoline. To,
trying to look
perfect
into
place.
The
yeah.
our own window with you uh-huh. like pressing your titties against the glass to see. And hopefully they can't tell what we're doing and yeah. wonder what the fuck is wrong with us.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We're weirdos.
We're weirdos.
It's okay.
Okay, so good. I don't have to trespass.
Yeah, you don't have to.
It's good because I didn't even have a good explanation. Like, no. What are you doing on my deck? And it's like, oh, I'm...
My kids threw their frisbee
oh,
over
shit,
here.
That actually is kind of smart. Yeah, there you go. We got this. We can commit crimes yeah. now. Commit crimes. Well, minor ones. Like, yeah. nothing that'll get us in too much trouble. Just mm-hmm. things that'll get, like, glances from the neighbors.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We play on that line.
Another thing we play is Would You Rather?
Well, it's something we're going to
play. We're
going
to play today. Because we've been prepping some more podcast episodes. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we are prepping. Mm-hmm. We're not ready to record them yet.
No.
So we're doing a little bit more research, a little bit more hands-on trials.
Sex
stuff. Yeah. Porn stuff. Mm-hmm. Good old times. Mm-hmm. It's taking a while, you know?
Yeah.
We're busy people. We can't just watch porn all day. As much as I would really want to.
Yeah.
So we decided instead we would come on here and play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, Would You Rather, but like a sex version.
Yeah.
A dirty, dirty sex version.
I was trying to think of games that we could play mm-hmm. without having to buy an actual game. Something
this is
easy.
This is more poor planning on our part because we're like, yeah. we could buy a game and it's like, well, it would have to ship.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
should record tomorrow.
And I was like, well, there must be like, questions somewhere on the internet. Mm-hmm. Would you rather questions?
Yeah, and sure enough, there are.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Google and found a few and few lists, and we're gonna I'm yeah. gonna ask them to you. I'm gonna ask you some would you rather questions,
uh-huh.
and we'll find out what you'd rather do.
You gotta answer them too, though.
I could answer some, sure.
Okay.
I actually in my search I found an account. It was a Twitter account, mm-hmm. and it was X-rated like would you rather questions, and it was like, oh, we're gonna ask daily questions,
uh-huh.
daily would you rather adult questions or something. And it's an account that started in 2015, joined Twitter in 2015, mm-hmm. and the last post was from 2015. And the only time they asked a question was in 2015 in December. They asked, would you rather eat out your grandma or suck off your grandpa?
Oh, Jesus.
Which I thought, what a way to start.
Wow.
What a way to end. And shockingly, I thought, even for us, that's too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that question. For the record, people overwhelmingly selected that they'd like to eat out grandma, which make of that what you will.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's no great option there. Does it have to be your grandma or can it be someone else's?
That's a game changer. I would eat out someone else's grandma. That's just a gilf.
For sure.
So it's not going to be that.
Okay.
And I'm going to avoid any that are incest? Disturbing. Quasi-disturbing, yeah, incestuous. Okay.
Good idea.
So I might be picking and choosing.
Step-grandmas only, please.
Oh, of course. Step-grandma, that's just a hottie your grandpa married. It just means he had dibs. I should get off this trail. This train of thought. Uh-huh. Sorry, that Twitter account really fucked me up.
It really did. Okay,
should we get started?
Yeah, let's get started.
Okay, let's get started.
I was trying to figure out where your questions were. But I see you just pulled your laptop out from behind you.
You know where it was? It was on a pile of laundry in the laundry basket. Oh. Because, you know, there's enough laundry there to hold things up. Are you ready? Okay, I'm going to start with a Refinery29 article that has a bunch of would-you-rather questions for adults. And they're not all dirty, so I'll stick to the dirty ones.
Okay.
This one's actually going to be really hard for you. Uh-oh. This is going to be extremely difficult. Really easy for me.
Oh.
Very difficult for you.
Okay.
I actually think I know your answer, but I'd like to hear your reasoning. Would you rather never receive oral again or never smoke weed again?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Starting with the hard shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't expect this.
So obviously, as a non-weed smoker, I would take all the blowjobs.
Mm-hmm.
I would discard the marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Even as a weed smoker, I feel like I'd go for the blowjobs, but...
I really depend on marijuana.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say. I was pretty sure you'd be a...
But oral sex is so good. But see, I have toys that can give me oral sex now.
Okay, but what if those were off the table, too?
No, I don't think those are.
See, because I thought, okay, you can get off in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
But you can only get high in one way.
Yeah.
It's a big sacrifice.
I mean, I think I'd probably keep the pot.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a hard one, though.
Yeah, no. Okay.
I would just use my oral toys or my fingers or your fingers.
See, that would suck because that would be a punishment for you, but it would also be like a punishment for me.
Mm-hmm. No pussy for you.
No pussy for my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Okay, this is actually going into the grandpa-grandma territory again. Uh-oh. Would you rather walk in on your parents having sex or have your parents walk in on you having sex?
Ooh. I feel like they'd be equally embarrassing. I guess I'd... I'd rather walk in... I don't know.
I feel like I could recover from being walked in on a lot more quickly than
really
witnessing.
No, I feel like I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of sex.
Either way.
If like I got caught bent over and you can't really see a whole lot, my pants are just down a little bit or my dress is up or whatever, then I'd rather get caught. But if it's like full on getting caught in like a super compromised position, I think I'd rather catch my parents and then deal with that emotionally.
Okay, so it depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
So if you're using toys to like double penetrate yourself while I'm fucking your mouth.
Yeah.
You're like, no, that's...
Maybe that's a little too much.
A little too much for mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I get you.
It really does.
You know what would really change? I guess it doesn't change my answer, but you know what I'm really wondering is
what?
Would we ever, either way, would it mean that we never can see each other again? It'd be like officially the family is broken up. We can no longer see each other.
Let's do it then.
You know, those are actually the only two Refinery29 questions that were actually decent. So I already have to move on, but I got some more shit. I got something for BuzzFeed. So you ready for this?
Sure.
Would you rather only be able to have sex in cars or only be able to have sex in the shower?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Neither are ideal. Let's just say that.
The shower.
How come?
Because.
Sounds dangerous. Very slippery.
Yeah, but. it's in your house. Like, you didn't have to go to your car. And then,
yeah, okay.
Honestly, yeah. With like messes, lube squirting, like it just makes more sense to prefer the shower.
Because you can wash it off instead of like getting your car detailed and yeah. trying not to look the person in the eye.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
What
okay.
about you?
Well, my instinct at first was car because mm-hmm. I feel like shower sex is not as comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried going down on someone while you're in the shower? Like, it's like you're half drowning. Like, I'll do it, but I'm half drowning. It's.
I mean, geez, you could just face away from the water, though.
I'm not a wuss. And, but car sex, I feel like, you know, there's ways you yeah. can make it kind of decently comfortable, mm-hmm. different positions, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of threw a curveball at me, which yeah. is I didn't think of the fact that I'd have to go outside.
Yeah.
I'd have to go to the
van. We'd like
go
never
to the
have
van.
Sex because we'd have to go.
I'd much rather keep it in the house. Like, yeah. I'd much rather be like, you meet you down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be shower for me too.
Okay.
I want to leave the house as little as possible.
Same.
Ideally, the mm-hmm. sex is the same. I don't have to go anywhere for it.
We're living that hermit life.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone want to join us?
We have a lot of sex toys.
We sound so boring.
But we'll have sex with you in the shower and I'll eat you out no matter which direction I'm facing.
It's true. He's committed.
See, there's another one that's very similar to the other question that was asked. It says, would you rather find your parents' sex tape or have your parents find your sex tape?
Oh.
Now, I think this is trying to trick me to thinking both options are equally bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to watch my parents' sex tape. Just to know it exists. But I bet if they found my sex tape,
They'd watch it.
They'd my parents are it. Nosy.
They are nosy, yes. Mine too. They would watch it.
Yeah. Would you rather never have sex again or never have the internet again?
That's hard.
You know what? As horny as I am, I feel like I'm struggling with this one too.
I
feel like if I had a really nice off-grid setup,
mm-hmm.
a lot of books,
yeah,
a lot of records,
yeah.
I've cut off. I don't need the internet to earn money anymore.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to freelance.
Uh-huh.
I'm set for life.
Yes.
I'll go with the sex.
Okay.
But if it's like this life right now and I have to go like get a job somewhere because I don't have the internet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know,
nah,
man.
No, hell no. Nah.
I might just go celibate.
We'll just masturbate.
Oh, if I can masturbate especially, then.
Yeah.
Then I'd be sad because I'm like, I don't have the internet. I'm jerking off to the same 4 DVDs all the time.
Well, if you didn't have the internet, though, you could have sex.
Oh, yeah, shit. I already forgot the whole premise.
No, I'd pick the internet.
Yeah.
I like sex, but.
It was nice knowing you.
Yeah.
Goodbye, sex.
What would we do without Twitter and TikTok?
Well, apparently, we'd have a lot of sex.
Apparently.
Okay, would you rather? I think I know the answer to this one, too. Would you rather have regular but mediocre sex the rest of your life or have amazing sex once every few years? See, for me, my answer is I'll go with the frequency because I feel like once every few years, like, no, thank you.
Uh-huh.
That's very little,
uh-huh.
you know, no matter how good it is. But you know, I like to get my dick wet once in a while. So as long as that's happening, I'm probably going to be fine.
Uh-huh.
You know, even if it's like, eh. But I feel like for you,
I
you have a different attitude.
I like mind-blowing sex.
Yeah, I feel like when I'm thinking of mediocre sex, I'm like, well, at least it's still something. But when you talk about mediocre sex, you're like, why did we even bother? Like, why even do that?
I like good sex.
I mean, I like good sex too, but I'll take okay sex.
I won't.
No.
So I guess I'm doing it once every couple years.
No wonder. No wonder I have to eat pussy with the water blowing in my face.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can't fuck around. I got to give you great sex. Yeah. Or you're just going to be like, why? Why do I even bother having sex with you? We should just do this once a year. Then you'll actually try.
Yeah. Perfect.
If you give it to me too much, I'll just get complacent. Mm-hmm. I'll get lazy.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's going to be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have sex with someone who would talk the entire time or didn't make any sound at all?
Talk the entire time.
Okay, interesting. And I know you don't like a quiet...
Well, like talking like what?
Well, like here's the thing. I know you don't like quiet sex.
Yeah.
But I know once I dirty talked so much that you were like, okay.
That was a little
too much.
That's
a lot. That's a little much.
Yeah.
And I feel like if it's that times five...
I mean...
You know, if it's nonstop...
Uh-huh.
If it's just like wall to wall, like I never stop. The entire time I'm just giving like commentary, like I'm a sports announcer, you know? I'm just like...
I think I'd prefer it to nothing, though.
Okay, okay. You like something with a little too much sugar instead of something without enough.
I feel like it could be a game, too, of like, they're talking, so let's make them fuck up in talking. Let's make them moan. Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. You could turn it into a game.
You would take advantage of the situation somehow.
Yeah.
I like your creativity. I like that. Yeah, yeah. I'd go for the talking, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Honestly, we talk a lot during sex. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, not just dirty talk. No. Like, we're not talking about, like, you know, doing the groceries or whatever. But like,
we're not.
We're like, I'll move that blanket. Oh, grab me that pillow. No, oh, I need this.
And I feel like you say not the groceries, but I feel like if you're having sex and you think, fuck, a BLT bagel will be so good tomorrow, you'd probably say, like, can we buy more bagels soon? And I'd be like, yeah, okay, sure. Just keep sucking my dick.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like the extent to which you dislike quiet sex.
Yeah.
You would much rather have a guy be like, it's going to be warm tomorrow. It might rain, though.
Yeah, like, you can still hear the pleasure in his voice when he's talking rather than not making any noise.
Sure, okay. So that's just casual banter the whole time. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That in mind.
I mean, I'm not saying I want casual banter.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm just saying I'm a very talkative man. Okay, well, here's a similar one that we covered earlier, but it's got a twist.
Okay.
It's not weed this time, but
all right.
Would you rather give up penetrative sex or oral sex?
That's hard.
That's a tough one.
That's
eh?
A tough one.
I feel like you come really well from oral, and I think you really enjoy oral.
I really like oral.
But at the same time, you're usually like, you gotta stick it in me. Like,
I prefer both at the same time.
But if I'm thinking back to the last 2 years, there have been times when, through all sorts of reasons, because we go through a menu of options, there's no oral.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of a single time that you were like, you know what? No penetration.
That's true.
We don't need penetration tonight. You're always at some point, you're just you gotta put that dick in me.
Mm-hmm.
Which, hey, testament to my dick. Good job, dick. You're so irresistible.
I guess I would go for penetration because I could, you know, we could do clit stimulation in other ways.
With fingers or whatever, right? Like, or toys. Yeah. I've got to say, I don't know.
Ooh.
I feel like I'd miss either one.
Yeah.
I feel like it's never up to me anyway, whether I get to fuck or get blown or whatever. Yeah. So like, I just go with the flow. And if one day you were like, no more penetration, just blowjobs for you, I'd be like, that's my life now. And if you were like, hey, no more blowjobs, just penetration, I'd be like, oh, I've been there before. Actually, I've been to the other one too. I had an ex where she gave me a lot of blowjobs and we never did anything else.
Yeah.
Really, not much else. And I kind of missed everything else.
Yeah, there you go.
But then again, when I wasn't getting blowjobs, I missed the blowjobs too. So like, I would flip a coin. I think that's what would happen. I'd flip a coin and I'd say, let fate decide what my dick gets to enjoy.
Oh, God. That sounds like a very risky game, but I guess either way is
either
bad.
Way.
Yeah.
Now, okay, you know what? I'm going to say this. I would give up on oral sex, and here's why.
Why?
I feel like, I'm thinking in perfect conditions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like, would I rather get 100 blowjobs a year or have 100 bangs a year?
Mm-hmm.
That's not what would happen. I would give up penetrative sex and you'd be like, well, I'm not interested in just sucking your dick all the time.
Yeah.
And I'd lose out quite a bit. And so I think I'd keep the penetrative sex because then you'd be like, you fucked me. I don't even have to suck you off. That sounds okay. Like, I think I'd get laid more.
Yeah, probably.
A lot more than if I was like, honey, remember, the genie said no more sex. So you gotta suck the dick. And you'd be like, okay, let's watch TV. Yeah, so that's what I'd pick.
Okay.
In a realistic scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a digression. In philosophy, in political philosophy, there's something known as ideal theory and non-ideal theory. And ideal theory is when you invent a political system and how it would work in a perfect system. And non-ideal theory is inventing a political system that you think would actually work in the real world.
Mm.
So a non-ideal theory version, I'd pick penetrative sex.
Okay.
Ideal theory, I'd flip a coin.
Okay.
See what happens.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah, that's my little bit of philosophy for today. Emma told me I'm not allowed to bring up philosophy more than once per podcast.
That's right.
And even that was pushing it.
We don't want to scare people away.
Here's another one.
Okay.
You ready for this one? This one's gonna take a little thinking.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it's gonna take some thinking, but it's gonna take you off guard.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to perform oral sex on yourself, but never receive it from anyone else, or only be able to receive oral sex from others? Like, would you rather be able to eat yourself out and no one else eats you out, or would you rather not be able to eat yourself out and other people can?
That's weird.
Uh-huh. But which one? That means you could get your pussy eaten literally whenever you wanted, but you'd have to do it yourself.
Yeah. I feel like I'd rather have other people do it, though, because I feel like I can already pleasure myself, but somebody else pleasuring me feels better.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
What about you?
Well, you know, this is the thing.
You actually can do
that. Well, like, I haven't tried in a very long time. Anymore. I don't know if I can.
You're not
anymore.
As flexible as
I was,
you used to
I
be.
Was thinner and more flexible in the past.
Yes.
And I have discovered, through the urging of a partner who wanted to see if I could, that, yeah, I could give myself oral if I'd want to.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't do it for very long.
I've
I was
seen
mostly
it.
Doing it. Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
I've seen
I think
it.
I told you.
You told me, and I was like, I need to see that like, now. So
everybody who knows about this wants to see you.
Yes.
Join my OnlyFans. I don't think I can accomplish that anymore, honestly.
No.
I think I'm maybe at least 10 pounds too heavy for that.
And
now.
Not flexible enough, I don't think.
Well, you know, I don't even know if it's flexibility or determination. I think, like, I wasn't as much of a quitter back then.
Yeah, yeah.
I think now I'm like, oh, this is uncomfortable. But back then I was like, you want to see some shit? You're going to see some shit. I'm going to suck my own dick. You know, that was the first time in my life that I really believed, like, okay, maybe it is longer than average.
Yeah.
If I'm able to...
to suck it yourself.
I didn't go deep or anything.
Yeah, that's true. It's just the tip.
Just the tip. But what I can tell you is, now, the circumstances were strange.
Mm-hmm.
The very fact of doing it was strange.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it felt bad. Mm-hmm. It did not feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say it wasn't the same.
Mm.
Right? I think the thing with masturbation and with that too, it's like, in theory, I can masturbate myself just as well, if not better, than a partner can.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a hand job, right?
Yeah.
But it always feels 10 times better to get a hand job. And licking my own dick, fine. Probably I could do it till I come. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay? Yeah.
Listen, I'm not an autofellatio expert here. I just dabbled. But I can assure you that another person's mouth on my dick felt so much better and was so much more psychologically satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
And I love watching a woman taking my dick in her mouth. Mm-hmm. That is a beautiful sight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I ever want to see what I look like giving myself head. So, yeah, no questions.
Mm-hmm.
Even the temptation of like, hey, buddy, you could get a blowjob twice a day if you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to do it yourself. No, I would take a yearly blowjob from someone else over being able to do it to myself.
The thing is blowjobs are amazing, but I don't think they would be as amazing if you could give them to yourself.
Do you mean do you mean because like I wouldn't be able to do a very good job?
No, I just mean because like
I could do a good job.
Part of the novelty, I think, is that you don't get them often. They're more like they're not something you can give yourself. They're something somebody else has to give you.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that makes it better. That's why people don't want to jerk off. They want to have sex because it feels better and it's something they don't get as easily. If you could do it all yourself, it probably wouldn't hold such a high place.
You have a point, right? Because I think a lot of people, the consensus, now not everybody will talk about this openly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to blow the lid on this. If you go online, you see a lot of stories of people using sex toys.
Yeah.
Fellas and ladies, but I'm going to talk about the fellas right now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say, okay, I've used a fleshlight. Where was this my whole life?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're being honest, they're like, well, it kind of feels better than having sex with my wife or my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels more stimulating.
Yeah.
It feels different, but better.
It can go at the speed you need it to.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I haven't seen anybody be like, I'm giving it up. I'm done. No more sex.
Yes.
Like, they all rather have sex.
Exactly.
I'd rather have sex, even though the Tenga Flip Orb Blue Rush is able to do things to me that I don't know if a lady could do that. I don't know. It makes me come really fucking fast.
Yeah.
And I can pound you for a long time and not come. So on a purely physical level, probably that feels a lot better on a purely physical level.
Mm-hmm.
But do I want it as badly as I want to fuck you? Hell no.
Mm-mm.
Does it feel as good overall? Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
We like rare stuff.
Yeah. Blowing yourself, completely overrated.
Yeah.
There. Now everybody knows.
Yep.
It's not worth it, guys. Would you rather only be able to partake? Okay, let me rephrase this. Okay. Let me rephrase this in a way that makes it a little easier to parse. Would you rather never be able to have sex again? Okay, this is the stakes, table stakes. Okay. No more sex. Or the only way you can have sex is in an orgy with at least 5 people.
Hmm.
I'm an orgy man all the way. I'm going to say it right now.
I mean, do I like the people?
Well, okay, so let's see. Let's think. Let's assume you like everybody.
Okay.
But like, you know, you have to bring them over, entertain them.
So it's no sex?
No sex or only orgy sex.
Only orgy sex for sure.
Okay. All right.
Because I mean, even if you don't want to have it that often, it's still more than never.
Yeah. So I guess the real question that it's asking is, do you want an orgy more than nothing?
You want nothing.
Yeah.
I think the answer for everybody is orgy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so I clicked on a BuzzFeed article that's called 13 Sexual Would You Rather Questions That Are Honestly So Fucked Up. So let's just see. I don't know if anything... this might not work. Would you rather accidentally send a sext to your mom or send a nude to your ex?
Oh, fuck.
I'm on good terms with some of my exes, so I'll go with the ex thing. I'd be like, here, and they'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Do I get to pick the ex?
I don't know. It's probably a butt dial situation, right?
Like, No, because I delete their numbers.
You have to be so careful when you're sending photos to your mother. Sometimes you're like, oh, look, I got this. I'm using a photo. And you're like, I got to be. You're so careful. Because you're like, there's pussy shots on this.
Or sometimes when I hide the photos, it shows you like all the places you can send it instead of hiding it. And one of them is my mom.
Would you like to hide your nudes?
Or send them to your mother?
Mm-hmm. There's a clear answer there.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Is the nude good or is it bad?
Let's assume it's good.
Assume. Okay.
Let's assume the sext is pretty steamy too.
I guess I'd rather send a nude to an ex. Yeah. I don't know. Like, do we trust them?
See, I feel like it's an
easy
one for me.
Some of my exes have nudes. And
oh yeah. Okay.
Not many.
Yeah. I feel like it's an easy one for me because I feel like I don't care who sees me naked.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm just like, it's all good.
I don't really care if my mom sees an accidental text either, though. Yeah. I would just laugh at that, I think.
What if it said,
fuck me in the ass,
fuck
daddy.
Me in the ass so hard, daddy, with your big, thick cock and make me gape.
Yeah, okay. I will send my nude to my exes.
This is like answering, you know, when we fill out forms and we spend like too long filling out forms because the questions
are a little ambiguous.
They bring up more questions.
Yeah.
It's the same as this. It's like, would you rather send a sext? Well, what kind of sext?
This is why we have such a hard time filling out forms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never specify what kind of sext I'd be sending to my mother.
Exactly.
Would you rather be a sugar daddy or have a sugar daddy?
Have a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
I would love to have a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Or a sugar mommy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You want to be the one getting sprinkled with all that sugar. Yeah. Sweet, sweet monetary sugar.
I mean, I think it'd also kind of be fun to be a sugar mama.
See, I was thinking about this because when you look at it, the first thing you think is obviously be the sugar baby, right?
Yeah.
Like have a sugar daddy or mommy because then you're getting stuff.
Yeah.
But if I'm thinking like, let's say money is no object.
Yeah, if money was no object, it would also be fun to treat someone.
I'd want to be the sugar daddy 100%. I like to treat a hoe.
Yeah.
Or a darling little lady.
But I like to be taken care of.
That's the thing. Yeah. I think
So I'd prefer to be a sugar baby. Anybody want to be my sugar daddy?
So we're in the same boat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In a way. No, we're not in the same boat. So, okay, that's the thing.
No, we're in opposite boats.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to be the sugar baby because you like to be taken care of no matter what.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to be the sugar daddy because I like taking care of someone.
Mm-hmm.
But also, right now, financially speaking, it'd be imprudent to be a sugar daddy and it would be wise for me to be a sugar baby.
Yeah, yeah.
But if like, you know, if the mortgage is all paid off and shit, like I'll be the sugar daddy.
Okay, cool.
I'll spoil someone.
Yeah, that would be fun.
She doesn't have to do butt stuff or anything.
No. I don't know what the rules are for what sugar babies have to do.
Yeah. Sometimes like
it's a little unclear.
Sometimes they're like, oh, it doesn't even involve sex. And I'm like, oh, what's the point? But then I think if I was like really wealthy.
Yeah.
Didn't care about the money I was throwing around.
You just wanted to spoil someone you liked,
I could see
I
that
guess?
Just being fun. You know, like, oh, you're so like, that's Patreon. Maybe there's a lot of people I like and I'm like, I wish I could join their Patreon and give them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right? So it'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
Except more intimate.
Yeah. Sometimes I think there's sexting and nudes.
No, there can involved. Be for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, even without that, I think I'd be sugar daddy.
It'd be fun. Yeah. There are a lot of people on the internet that I would love to send presents to and flowers, like Savannah Solo.
You want to send her some flowers?
I would love to send her flowers.
I'd send her flowers too.
She's so cute.
And chocolates.
Yeah. Should we become her sugar parents?
Sugar parents?
Yes.
You just invented something new. This is like ultimate unicorn hunting. It's like sugar parents with a sugar baby.
She'd kind of have to be our sugar mama, though.
No, I kind of actually. Okay, so I was going to say, I like that idea, but I think Savannah is probably much
more well off.
Much more well off than we are.
Yeah.
I'd let her sugar mama me. She seems sweet.
Are you kidding me? I'd let her do whatever the fuck she wanted to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
You good?
Yep.
I'm going to sit in that thought for a bit.
Yeah.
Would you rather have sex that... Oh, this is phrased weird. I'm going to rephrase it.
Okay.
I'm a professional editor, so allow me to rephrase it as I go. Would you rather only ever have sex that lasted 3 minutes or only ever have sex that lasts 3 hours?
Jeez.
This is a good one, right? This is tough.
Yeah.
I have a version of this.
I mean, I think I'd go for the 3 hours.
You'd go for the 3 hours?
Yeah.
We normally go... Now, this includes foreplay. This includes like a sensual massage at the beginning or like whatever, right? It includes everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we go an hour to 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Every time we have sex.
Yeah.
Would you double
sometimes,
that?
Sometimes 2 hours.
Would you really double that though? Wouldn't
we
you
did,
get like,
yeah,
would
I don't
you get
know.
Tired?
That's the thing
would
is we did have sex once where we had sex for 3.5 hours, like a couple years ago.
I was going to say it's been a while.
I had NRE though. That was part of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
you
were
like flirting
like,
with someone, right?
We were doing like a weird text threesome thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So like that was like really long sex. And honestly, it was a little too long. So I don't know. I guess, 3 hours is a long time.
What do you think 3 hour sex would end up being? So first off, let's assume it's not a logistical
issue. Slower.
Let's assume it's not logistical.
Yeah, because we don't have 3 hours.
I was going to say, if it's 3 minutes or 3 hours, I'll pick 3 minutes because we'll never find three fucking spare hours to have sex. But how do you think 3 hours of sex would leave you feeling at the end?
Sore.
Yeah.
But 3 minutes.
I feel like I'd be sweaty.
I mean, in 3 minutes, as long as like I still get to come, I guess that's fine. I don't know. This is a horrible decision.
It's a tough one, right? See, because I have delayed ejaculation. And I'm thinking is after 3 hours, would I even come?
I don't know.
Like, would I come?
Would
maybe
you come?
If I could, maybe I'd go for it, but maybe I wouldn't. And it'd just be 3 hours of burning a lot of calories, getting really sweaty, and then still not coming, but it might still be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the 90 minutes we have.
Yeah. I know a lot of people, like I know the average amount of sex is like 5 minutes or something like that. So this isn't even that far off, but I can't imagine.
The tough thing for me is the delayed ejaculation.
Yeah.
So I can't come from sex. It's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
I can come from a few different ways, but it takes a while. Like, it takes me a while to get there.
Mm-hmm.
If I could come within 3 minutes, and every time I come within 3 minutes,
that'd
be so tempting because I want to know what that's like.
I know.
I want to know what it's like.
I mean,
like.
I have said I want to fuck somebody with premature ejaculation because I want to know what it's like to just fuck for, like, a few minutes and then just have him blast.
I think premature is usually less than
I
that, too.
I think that would be hot.
Yeah.
But I think that's maybe part of my praise kink.
Oh, because you want you want to be like, oh yeah, that's right, I'm so good, I made you come.
Yeah.
And when you're having sex with me, you're like,
I never get to feel
I'm
like
that. Ooh, baby, you're so good. And you're like, then why aren't you coming?
I mean, I
if
know
I'm
why
so good,
but yeah,
why aren't you coming?
Yeah.
See, one day I'm gonna come from something you do. You're gonna blow me, or I'm gonna fuck you, and I'm gonna come, and you're gonna feel so good because you're gonna be like, I made the guy who doesn't come.
Yeah.
Come.
I mean, I did make you come like last year.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
it was surprising.
I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, okay. We'll go for the 3 minutes then.
Okay.
I vote for the 3 minute sex.
Well, let's hope we have it frequently.
Yeah.
Because there's so much, there's only so much you can do in 3 minutes.
I know.
Like, come on, hurry up, tie me up because you only got 3 minutes. I don't
know. Maybe that doesn't count though. Maybe
they just mean
the actual like penetration part.
Would you rather only have oral or only have anal for the rest of your life?
Fuck.
Uh-huh.
Oral.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oral.
I gotta pick the butt.
I'm not surprised by that.
It's so versatile.
Yeah.
Fuck the butt. Finger the butt.
That's true.
Lick the butt.
Eat the butt.
Eat the butt. Yeah. Yeah. Or, unless that counts as oral.
Maybe.
I'll still fuck the butt.
Okay. Cool.
So you pick oral, I'll pick anal.
Yeah.
We'll have to have different partners.
All right. Let's do
okay.
One more.
Let's do one more then. Mm-hmm. Would you rather only be able to have romantic sex for the rest of your life or only be able to have super kinky sex the rest of your life?
Super kinky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even going to think twice about it. What's wrong with super kinky sex? I mean, it's romantic in its own way, right?
Exactly.
What if like super kinky meant like super kinky?
It doesn't have to. Okay. We make the rules.
You know, I gotta agree.
Yeah.
I find like I like the bondage.
Mm-hmm.
I like the spanking.
Mm-hmm.
I like the hard anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
I like stuff like that. I like face fucking a lady.
Mm-hmm.
Sensual sex is okay.
It's okay, but you know, I wouldn't but want it's okay. Only That's that. The thing. Yeah.
Like
it's fun now and then, but. Mm-hmm. I would prefer kinky.
It's fun now, and that's exactly my thinking. Mm-hmm. It's fun now and then,
mm-hmm.
but when we have kinky sex, I'm like, it could be this all the time.
Yeah,
let's just make it like this. How do we go more extreme? Like,
yeah,
fuck it. Let's go balls to the wall.
Especially because I like novelty. I'm always like, what else can we do?
At this point, the romantic sex is novel.
Yeah, that's
sometimes
true.
We have just kind of like sensual, romantic, slow sex, and after that, I'm like, oh, that was interesting.
I was just gonna say, like, when we have normal sex, you're like, oh, that was different than we usually do.
I mean, it's fine, it's good.
I like novelty.
Yeah,
I like to spice it up.
What's your favorite way to spice it up? What's the one thing you like that make what's the fun thing we do that makes you go like, oh yeah, spicing it up tonight?
I mean, I like getting tied up and blindfolded.
That's your main thing.
I like getting edged,
okay.
Teased,
yeah.
Feathered, anal. When we do anal, that's spicing it up, I feel like. What about you?
Oh, I do like all those things. I do like edging you quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
When you're tied up, it's quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like tying you up. The anal, I've already established that I'm a butt boy.
Mm-hmm.
Not a butt boy, but like I'm a butt fucking boy.
I like fucking outside.
Yeah, that's a good way to spice it. Yeah, when we fuck outside,
yeah,
I feel like that's special.
Mm-hmm.
That's romantic.
That's honestly romantic.
That's romantic, yeah. Butt, yeah. Sex. Out on the deck.
Hey, our kids just got a tent, so we might be fucking on the deck soon.
Hey, there we go. We're going to fuck in the tent.
We're going to fuck in their tent. I'm so excited.
I like when you get excited for having sex in different locations. Every new location, you think, yes. You immediately go to sex.
Yeah.
And it's usually something our kids get. Like,
yes.
They're like, oh, we got a trampoline for the kids. And you're like, we could have sex on the trampoline, though. And it's like, oh, the kids got a tent. And it's like, oh, we probably should put them to bed early.
Mm-hmm. And have sex in the it. Tent. We could have sex in it with the door open. That would be fun and feel dirty. And
the flap?
Yeah.
Open flap sex.
Open flap.
Okay.
We can just look out at nature while we bang.
Okay.
It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, it sounds
very romantic.
Sounds gorgeous. Not at all kinky, but we'll find a way. We'll find a way. I'll choke you or something.
All right. We should probably get going, shouldn't we?
Yeah, probably should. Mm-hmm. Save our energy for all that open flap sex we're going to have. Would you rather watch terrible porn every day of your life? Or watch really good porn only once a week.
Really good porn once a week.
Well, then you probably should get an Adult Time subscription.
That's real smooth.
Thank you. Adult Time is still our favorite porn site. We've checked out a few porn sites since then. We promoted some. We like them. Mm-hmm. We're not down on them, but
no.
One has captured our heart.
It has.
And it's Adult Time. And it's partly because of the versatility. Mm-hmm. It has so many different channels, so many like different types of content that usually it's kind of a go-to place for research,
it's
entertainment.
Got stuff for every mood.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just love it. We got a new deal for our listeners.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We did.
I'm really excited about this.
We're going to hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Our affiliates support the show,
but
we're going to hook you up too. Like, we're going to make it worth your while.
Yeah.
If you go to the show notes, you'll find the affiliate link for Adult Time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click on it, you'll actually get access to a lower price.
Yeah.
Than the standard price.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different depending on what you sign up for, but for the 30-day membership, it's actually 50% lower than the full price. It's also cheaper for the other ones too, but I don't remember the percentage.
Yeah.
I am once again ill prepared. And if that's not good enough, I'm gonna sweeten it even more.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a discount code. Yeah. Love, Emma. One word. And this one, though, it gives you a free week.
Yeah.
1 week.
Which is great.
Of great porn.
Because you can try it out and see if you like it.
Yeah. You can go for the really dirty stuff on Pure Taboo. Mm-hmm. You can go for all the girl-girl action on Girls Way. Mm-hmm. You can do what I do, which is just go to the front page and see what's new.
It's really good at recommending stuff. Once you like start watching stuff.
Yeah, it's got like an algorithm that gets to know how dirty you are.
Yeah.
And in exactly what way.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. Signing up for that is going to be supporting us and it's going to make you very happy.
It will.
And give you all sorts of quality porn that you can watch more often than once a week. That was a trick. I tricked you all.
They have new things every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Several new videos a day from them and their partner channels.
You never have to jerk off to the same thing twice on there. There's so much.
That's true. You could technically jerk off like 5 times a day to something new. Damn.
It's a good deal.
Sounds like a challenge I'm willing to take on. Masturbation challenge 2021.
Yeah. Just masturbate to every new thing that Adult Time puts out every day for a month.
Okay.
Your dick would be so sore.
You know, the other day, I masturbated twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I was using a stroker and I jerked myself off and then I came and then I just kind of like, you know, enjoyed the sensation of having come. I was like in my post nut haze. I was like, God, this feels great. But I was still enjoying some dirty stuff and I got in the mood again. So like within 30 seconds, I just started stroking some more.
Wow.
And I just kept going and going and going till I came again.
Double
and
load.
Boy, my calves were sore after, but did I ever feel deeply, deeply satisfied.
That's awesome.
It's been a long time since I gave myself a double.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
I feel like it's been a really long time, actually.
I often give myself doubles or triples. I mean,
yeah, you do. Maybe I'll go for a third time soon.
Yeah.
See if I can do that.
See if you can.
I feel like I haven't done that since the back in the day when I could suck myself off. I make it sound like that was a much bigger part of my life than it was. I did it twice as a fucking proof of proof of concept. Anyways, don't think about me sucking myself off.
Nope.
Jerk yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
Jill off to some great stuff on Adult Time.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you want something else that's not hardcore, but it's there, you can go to patreon.com/pillowtalkpodcast and become one of our friends with benefits. You get access to bonus episodes of this show.
Yeah.
We just recently released a naughty one.
We did.
The last bonus episode was you using strokers on my dick.
Yes. We used 3 different strokers on your dick, on mic.
Yeah.
And talked about how they felt.
I felt good. They felt really good.
They did feel good. I made Jake make some noises. So head on over there and listen to that.
Yeah. Or there's also audio porn.
Mm-hmm.
That's not one of them, but it's close. But Emma records audio porn, puts it up there.
I recently just posted a Ramble Fap review of a squirting dildo that I just got to review. And I fuck myself with it and I come and it cream pies me. And you can listen to all of that on Patreon.
If you want to, sure. And you can also see Emma's big old Pfizer titties.
That's right. Yes, I did post my Pfizer titties. And I took some new photos today, so there might be something new there.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. I can't wait to see those.
And what else?
Well, you can also, I don't know. I could talk for hours. I'm a very excited man. Very excitable.
We should go,
though. We should go, probably.
We got other things to do.
I mean, you know, there's social media links and stuff. Just check the show notes.
Yeah.
I think I've talked long enough.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Medium. Follow me on my blog, loveemmaaustin.com.
Okay, I guess we're going to go through all of it after all.
There you go. Join my newsletter.
Yeah.
For, you know, all my updates.
Sure. You'll always know when she posts more boobs.
That's right.
That goes in. Yeah. The boobs don't go in the newsletter, but the announcement does.
Yeah, I usually let people know where they can find my titties.
Yeah. I vote for you putting up a butt photo soon, because I feel like you've got the butt photo, but you could use more butt. Maybe I'm just biased.
I have
biased.
2 butt photos up there.
I might
be
biased.
2 tit photos up there.
Yeah. So, okay, so it's even Steven.
Yeah,
right now.
It's a pussy time.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Well, no, I don't know. Pussy might just be for OnlyFans. We'll see.
It's interesting because I think we were talking about this. Like, the rules on Patreon allow you to post like any kind of nudity, but there's some kind of nudity that I feel like, oh, that feels like more like OnlyFans territory than Patreon territory. Yeah, I don't know. Something about Patreon feels like a little more wholesome.
Wholesome, yeah.
And boobs are wholesome to me.
Yeah.
Butts are wholesome to me.
Yeah.
But like anything involves spreading.
Any holes.
If you're spreading, if you're showing hole.
Yeah. I feel like you should.
More of an OnlyFans
You should
thing,
get paid for that.
We should probably just start an OnlyFans. All we do every week, we come on mic and we talk about OnlyFans. We should just start one. Just rip the Band-Aid.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
You never know.
Would you rather start an OnlyFans and only do sex stuff for your OnlyFans or never have sex again?
I would rather start an OnlyFans. Okay.
Would you rather start an OnlyFans and get paid for all the sex stuff you do or only ever do private sex stuff and not get paid for it?
OnlyFans.
Damn. So why have we should probably do one then.
Probably.
One of these days.
All right. Thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much.
This was quite a ramble.
Yeah.
Hopefully you liked it.
And if not, next week we'll probably do something much more entertaining.
Yeah.
At the very least, we'll do something we prepared for. This was us off the cuff.
Off the cuff?
Off the cuff and uncut.
All right. Bye.
Okay, no, these are too fucked up. And if not, next week we'll probably do something
better.
No, I messed that up.